Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
When you go to school or college or university, they train you and teach you. You've all heard this, but just to remind you, you get taught. And then at the end of the year, you get some papers and you do a test or an exam and you do all this kind of stuff to show that you're ready to go to the next level. Amen. Now, we're teaching you in churches, and we don't give you a test at the end or an exam, but let me tell you what, your test, your exam begins when you leave those doors. So what you learn in this place, you better apply out there to your life. So you've got to apply what you're learning. And today we're going to continue, because I really want to try to get through this, and we're talking about gaining vital knowledge for my life. You've got to get vital knowledge. You've got to get knowledge, because knowledge is power if it's used with wisdom. So without knowledge, you're going to be in trouble. And the best place to get your knowledge from is where? The Word of God. That is the best place, because that is the truth. That has got to be your plumb line for truth. Everything the Word says, if you want to test a theory out, check it against the Word of God. If you want to check a ministry out, check it against the Word of God. You'll find a lot of ministries are not flowing in the Word. Amen. And so what we're teaching applies to every single believer on the planet, regardless of your age, regardless of your gender, regardless of your color of your skin, regardless where you were born. This applies to everybody. He said this, and we're just going to touch on it. My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. It's for a lack of knowledge, not because they don't have money. You don't have money because you've got a lack of knowledge in that area from the Bible. Not because they're sick and dying. You're sick because you don't have knowledge of what the Word says and how you can get over that illness through the Word of God. Amen. And so it's a lack of knowledge. And then he says, because you have rejected knowledge. And you might jump up and say, now, wait a minute. I never rejected knowledge. Well, did you read the Bible recently? And did you read about healing? Did you read about prosperity? Did you read about marital bliss? Did you read those things? No, you didn't. Well, then you're rejecting knowledge. Because the knowledge is there, but you've got to open the book. Come on. And don't just say, well, I believe because the song said. The song could be wrong. I've heard many Christian songs that are totally switch it off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of those songs are, woo, it's almost as bad as country and western. That's a joke. You know, country and western, my dog died, my wife, she left me, and now my truck broke down. Isn't that country and western? All right, moving on. I love country and western, by the way, and so does Joel. Do you like country and western? I can tell you do. We're going to do a yeehaw and get the cowboy boots on sometime. All right, now it's okay to laugh in church, okay? We're not religious. Okay? We've got the relationship. If you don't laugh in church, where are you going to laugh? Amen. I laugh because I'm free. I laugh because Jesus is here. I laugh because glory is here. Amen? Amen. And so then Ephesians 6:11, now watch what he says. Yeah. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of your enemy, the devil. He's telling you that you have got an adversary. He's telling you that you've got to put something on the wiles of the devil. And the wiles of the devil is written down, and when you study it out, it's his schemes, it's his strategies, it's his evil tricks, his slyness, and his methods. See, he's got a system going, and he's got organizational charts. I can tell you right now, he sits at the head, and he's got all these impish little dudes that are in the high heavenlies, and it comes down lower, etc., etc. And he's sending out instructions what to do. He strategizes. He is a strategist. Know the strategies of the devil. Amen. And so we got to understand this. And the wiles of the devil really are clever schemes used by Satan to ensnare us through temptation, through threat, and through intimidation. He will come. Listen, when you go and buy a car, I just want to tell you now, when you go and buy a car and they say, listen, if you don't sign on the dotted line today, you're not going to get the same price. We've got this deals coming up. You say, bye-bye, love. And you walk out. He'll come running back. Because faith doesn't apply pressure to you. Faith applies pressure to the problem. You understand? Don't pressurize yourself into buying something because you're going to make a bad decision. So watch out. And those are one of his strategies. He puts you under the gun. Have you ever been to go and buy a timeshare in Orlando? God help you. Have you been? Anyone been to Orlando to get in, buy a timeshare? Anybody? Let me see your hands. So not too many of you. So we're the nuts. I'm telling you, you can't believe the methods that they... You've been there, right? I mean, my goodness. And then when they finish, they send the next level up. Hold on, just before you go, we're going to give you a present. But before you go, hold on, the next level comes and he gives you the pressure and the power. And then when he's done, they send the manager. Oh, my God. And if you want your iPhone or your iMap or whatever they're going to give you, you've got to see the eternal manager. He's eternally grateful when you give him your money. That's pressure. That's the wiles of the devil. Listen to me. How many of you signed on the dotted line those 800 easy payments and now you hate them? And what you paid for and you're still paying for is a shkadonk right now. You don't want it anymore, right? The pressures, he comes in different ways, this devil, El Diablo. And then he says in first, you all know this, 1 Peter 5:8, we've gone through this. He says, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, be awake, be alert, be on the lookout, be ready. It's going to happen. You're all going to be tested. You're all going to be tempted by the devil. It's just going to happen. If you're a child of God, he wants you to recant and he wants you to turn away from God. It's that simple. And so he says, your adversary, he tells you, you have him, the devil, as a roaring lion. He imitates the big deal chief of the beasts, right? The king of the beasts. He imitates the roaring lion because he always wanted to be God. And Jesus is from, he's the lion from the tribe of Judah. You understand? So he imitates the king of the beasts. He still wants to be God. And then he's looking, he's seeking, he's on the prowl, looking for people that he can devour. And if he can devour some, that means there are those that he cannot devour. Amen. And you better make sure you're one of those that he cannot devour. Can you say amen? Amen. He cannot devour you with sickness, with poverty, with divorce, with addiction, with court cases, with doing all wrong things. If you know the truth and you know the wiles, amen? And so he makes a big noise. Now, like I told you, I'm from Africa. You got pussycats down the road here at Lion Kingdom, whatever they call it. Those are pussycats. Amen? We have lions in Africa. And I had to fight my way into my tent to get my food every morning. Because, you know, Africans all live in a tent. You know that, right? We all live in tents. We get off an elephant and get into our tent with a sleeping bag. Actually, it's a mat. All right. And one of his greatest wiles, listen, we spoke about this. I've got to just re-bring it to you for those that weren't here, but for us that were here, because faith comes how? By having heard last week? Does faith come by having heard last week? No, it doesn't. It comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. It came last week, but you need more to come again today. And then you need to act on that faith, or else you've got dead faith. And we said the churches are full of people with fat cat faith. They're loaded like this. If you had to see them in the spiritual realm, they big with faith, but they've done nothing with it. It's dead faith. Because faith without works is dead. If we don't get up and do something for the Bahamas, we're a faithless bunch of people. It's dead. Amen. I'm just saying. Amen. Just saying. Amen. But you still got to love me anyway. So one of his greatest wiles is lifeless, religious, traditional thinking. One of the greatest plans and tricks of the devil. And he has collared whole denominations with his little... Now, let me just say this. The roar cannot hurt you. The roar cannot harm you. It's like the shadow of a dog cannot bite you. Amen. And remember, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. Amen. The roar cannot hurt you, but it's your response to the roar that can destroy your life. There's a new flu season. Oh, flu season, yeah. That's... And now you're speaking the flu season. You're checking. You're listening to all these people. He will come with his roar. But you've got to know when to take it seriously and what to do with it. Can you say amen? Think about this. How many of you know the Word of God is the most powerful thing in the world? We spoke about this. It's right. The Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing asunder. Okay? You all know that, right? Well, think about this. Look at what he says here in Mark 7. Jesus telling us. Making the Word of God, the most powerful thing in the world, making it of no effect. How? Through your tradition. Religious, traditional, man-made ways of doing things. Not God's way. Like my wife was saying, Egypt's way, a type of world. He says, you make the Word of God absolutely of no effect from your tradition, which you have handed down. We've handed it down, and we teach it from podiums, and we bring traditional stuff in that doesn't line up with the Word of God. I've heard people standing on pulpits saying things like, tongues is of the devil. That doesn't line up with the Word of God. I've heard people saying that healing, God's not healing people today. That doesn't line up with the Word of God. You understand? Anymore, listen, if God can save you today, certainly he can heal you. Am I right? Amen. And so the rule can't hurt you, but it's what you do. The rule's got no power. It's what you do with that rule. And complete denominations have fallen for the rule. And they've done things that they shouldn't have done. And one of the greatest, one of the enemy's greatest roars that he gives out there is to bring confusion to God's word. He brings confusions to God's word. And if the devil can't stop you, he will try to confuse you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if he cannot stop you, he's going to confuse you. And he'll bring confusion to the word. And he's had a lot of success in doing that. He attacks the Bible so much so that people don't know who they are. Am I healed or am I sick? Am I above or am I beneath? Well, if I'm above, why am I getting so beat up? And if I'm supposed to be prosperous, why am I broke? And we're so confused. It brings so much confusion to the body of Christ. Think about this. He made a big roar to Joseph Smith,
the founder of the Mormons.
An angel appeared to him and gave him the word. And the Bible says that the devil can appear as an angel of light. That's the word. So when the angel came to him and gave him different theology than what the Apostle Paul and the disciples preached, if he had known the word and he'd stayed with the word, that roar wouldn't have got a hold of him. And then, in effect, got hold of thousands or millions of others as well. Think about one roar. He can appear as an angel of light. And listen, he says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, you all know this, whose minds are God of this age. The God of this age, not God, our Father. This is God, not a capital G. This is the devil, El Diablo. Lucifer. He says he has blinded the minds of people. He blinds the minds of the people. He blocks their ears. He doesn't want them to see the truth of the gospel. And people don't get saved because they're not seeing it for themselves. So he comes with this kind of confusion and these tactics, and he blinds their minds. How does he blind their minds? He tells them something that's not a truth. And he did that with Eve. Listen, did God really say? Yes, he did, big boy. Now get out. He tried it with Jesus. If you are the Son of God. But Jesus said, it is written. The roar didn't affect him because he knew it was written. You understand? And so this devil, he's our mortal enemy. You've got to understand that. He blinds the minds of the people from receiving God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO. located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863 863-